Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally, who's joining us today. And Janae, it's back to school time. School's going to be starting for students here in the East Central Kansas area in the KOFO listening area in the next week or so. And like everything else, I'm sure the cost of school is on the rise, but you've got some tips for us today to kind of help combat that a little bit.
Yes, no matter what anyone says, it is back to school time. You know, teachers are gearing up to head back to school, and some of, I know, you're right, our area schools are starting back even as early as this week. So back to school expenses are to be a bit higher this year, and the National Retail Federation reported in mid-July the back to school shopping for kids early elementary grade through high school is expected to increase by nearly $25 this year. The Washington-based group said that families likely will spend on average $890 on back-to-school items this year, up from last year's previous record high of $864. College students are also in that category. They and their families are predicted to set a new record, spending on average $1,365 per person, per kid, that is, ahead of the record set in 2021 of $1,200. But K-State Research and Extension has tried to come up with a few ways to save a few dollars. So restock, replace, and refresh. It's this time of the year that maybe if we're a parent or grandparent or caregiver, we think, oh, where's the book bag that my kid dropped in the floor, last spring when they were done? Let's get it out, see what's left from last year. You may have some items left from last year's school that may still be useful for this year. You might also want to look around the house to see what you have left in stock. What's on the school supply list that maybe we don't need to duplicate this year? And I always think PE shoes. Every kid probably needs a pair of PE shoes. Well, if your kid's shoes are still in good shape and their foot hasn't outgrown that pair of shoes, maybe you wash those up again and send those back to school with them as your PE shoes until they have outgrown their shoes. Another way is start early and compare prices. It may take a little bit more time, but you could and should comparison shop, especially for back-to-school items. In addition to comparing between local businesses, you may also find deals online. But you also have to watch because sometimes those delivery costs may chip away at the savings that you're actually getting. We've talked about this regularly around Christmas time or the holidays, but sometimes you just have to go out and look for things and see how much they cost. And then go home, maybe regroup, and make a plan to go back out another day and do the buying. Or again, you can go online and comparison shop, maybe make up a spreadsheet and see what you want to purchase from where. And also look at maybe the end date, because not everything is always on sale. And you can ask yourself maybe now or later. Parents and children can take a look at school supply lists and make decisions on what will be needed in the short term compared to what will be needed later. Prioritize those short-term items, then spread out the bill by buying other items later. You may be able to buy additional items on sale later. Maybe thinking ahead to next year's parents may also make a plan to begin buying back to school items in the spring or early summer to spread out the expenses. And communicate with your children. Parents, we often give in to our kids on buying maybe the more expensive items because we want our children to have good things. However, name brands may not be better than the generic brands, particularly when it comes to clothing, shoes, and other items. That's just a place, again, to have a conversation with your kid. It's really about the trade-offs. And I think, and I've said on here before, it's never too early to talk to your kids about finances and sometimes their needs versus wants. Parents and caregivers may also consider negotiating with a teenage child. If the teenager's been doing a great job and doing their chores and maybe getting an extra job or two and saving money, maybe the parent has a conversation with the kid and says, here's how much, I'm willing to put in towards maybe a new pair of jeans or the new pair of shoes that they think they need to have. And then maybe the teen makes up the difference with their own funds, that gives them a little bit of buy-in and some pride in what they have accomplished and saving for that. So again, I want to wish everyone a happy and safe back to school as we all prepare to get back to school. And if you have any additional questions on back to school or anything else, money related or financial related, please feel free to contact me at the Frontier Extension District at 785-828-4438.
All right, Janae, thank you very much for those helpful tips. And you were talking about the shoe thing and outgrowing shoes. And if they do outgrow the shoes, maybe you can pass them on down to a younger sibling or something like that.
And that's what we do in our household. That's a great idea.
All right. Very good. Thank you for those helpful tips. We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we feature Meritazine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.